said there's never been a more important time to invest in the nature in our backyard. And we're all getting involved here, from Owain's Dead Plant Society to Jeremy Vine's Everyday Heroes, who have brought their blooms to the community. I've even been given a pack of seeds to grow my own plant, because no, nothing about gardening. My wife, JJ, she's very good, but me, I'm useless. Which is why I've needed your help. So all this week, we've been asking you to come on the show, tell us about what you'd love to grow, and then a song request to soundtrack your growing, because studies have shown that plants like us respond really well to music. We're calling it Sounds of the Soil. And Jonathan is with us on the line this morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Apparently, not that long ago, you were like me, complete gardening amateur. What got you interested?
Well, it's strange that it was in around about 2019, my wife and I went to the world's largest flower show just to see what it was all about at Hampton Court.
Yeah.
And I bumped into some lovely ladies from an organisation called, a charity called Plant Heritage, who were telling me all about that their aim is to conserve and to protect plants. And I said I quite like hollyhocks and I quite like cosmos, and I'd grown a few.
Yeah.
And they kind of press-ganged me and grabbed hold of me and said, well, why don't you have a go at doing something called a national plant collection? And so literally fast forward to September 2020,
yeah,
and all of a sudden there I am, and I've been awarded the Hollyhock National Plant Collection. And then by June 2021, because I'm a bit of a glutton for punishment, I'd established a Cosmos National Plant Collection as well.
Oh, my word. For people who don't know, like me, what does a hollyhock and a cosmos look like?
Oh, crikey. Hollyhock's what I call quite tall, a majestic plant, lots of green leaves. It's known as a cottage garden favourite. And cosmos, they're more pinks and whites. They can grow quite tall, but both of these plants, the bumblebees absolutely love them.
Oh, nice. And so how many do you have now?
Crikey. So with the hollyhocks, I'll have what's called 60 to 70 cultivars. That's different types of hollyhocks with different names, but actual numbers of hollyhocks. There'll probably be about 500 that'll be growing in the garden by summer, autumn.
Wow.
And then with the cosmos, because it's an annual, I end up sowing more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm lucky that I've got a bit of a big polytunnel. There'll be 3,000 of these plants growing sort of within the next 2 weeks.
So you've got a polytunnel at home?
Oh, yes. So in my garden, we live in sort of Lincolnshire, and it's flat. And sort of when we moved, I moved from a house where now my grass verge is bigger than any garden I've ever had.
Wow.
This is why we decided to put it to some good use and to try and grow plants that are great for pollinators.
So hollyhocks and cosmos, are they difficult to grow?
Oh, no, totally easy. That both of these collections have been grown from seed.
Right.
And that's what I'm really passionate about, is that, you know, people can just go and get a packet of seeds. So forego that, go to town, instead of having a coffee at your favourite coffee shop, go and spend £3.50 on a packet of seeds and have a go.
Sounds fantastic. And of course, music makes a difference to your hollyhocks and cosmoses.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. They love a bit of music, so they're often listening to your show.
Ah, excellent. And I hear they have very, very good taste as well.
Yeah, absolutely. If I was choosing my song, it'd certainly be Sowing the Seeds of Love by Tears for Fears.
Oh, look what's happening. Here it is. Thanks for talking to us, Jonathan.
Thank you.
There's egg on your face and mud on your shoes.